Good morning, Bloomington, and others listening wherever. This is B-Side Internet Radio, Teletoons with Megan Clough. I kind of said that backwards.
That's okay.
This morning, we are doing a very special show. We are talking about Stranger Things.
Ooh.
One of my personal favorites.
And one of my shows that I have watched.
Megan, I asked Megan how she felt about this show, and she said, I've seen it.
I don't know. Also, my voice is kind of going out, so if I sound crazy today, I apologize. But I like it. It's a good show. But it's not something that I, like, go back to. I have a lot of friends out there that love, love, love this show. And so I'm going to carry their energy with me through this show today.
That's so fair.
Yes. But so for this first song, we have basically the first song that's really in the whole show altogether. It's Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? Decisions bugging me.
Indecision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me free, yes, you got me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
That was Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash. So that scene in the show is, if you know the show, if you know the characters, one of the main characters is Jonathan, and he is showing the song to his younger brother, Will, and like being like, this is real music. And they're like jamming out in his room. And that song kind of changed my brain chemistry. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to like listen to like real music.
Yes, totally. So, do we want to go into, like, the plot of Stranger Things
a
little bit?
Yes, of course.
So, first episode, that song plays... What is Jonathan... Jonathan plays him that song not just to be like, this is real music, but to, like, kind of protect him of something else that's happening.
Yeah, so their parents, Will and Jonathan's parents, Joyce, I low-key forgot their dad's name because he's really
not in the show.
He's like in it very briefly.
Very, very briefly.
He's very irrelevant. It might be like Kenny or something.
Well, I don't know.
Anyways, their parents are fighting. They're going through a very messy divorce. They're very angrily fighting, and he turns up the song to like drown out their fighting. So the show is basically about this kid, Will. Excuse me. Who goes missing.
Will Byers.
Will Byers, who goes missing. And he, you know, just has his poor single mother, Joyce, and his older brother, Jonathan, who are just very, very worried sick about him. And his friends. He has, like, a little crew of misfits, which is, oh my gosh, why am I forgetting all their names?
Dustin, Mike... I know the actor's name is Caleb, but what's his name in the show?
Lucas.
Lucas!
I forgot Dustin. I knew... Okay, so it's Dustin, Mike, and Lucas, and then Will, so then they're a group of four. And they all play D&D together, and they're super nerdy.
Dungeons & Dragons, for those who don't know.
Oh, yeah, for those who don't know. It kind of is very similar to a show we talked about earlier, which is Freaks and Geeks, I feel like.
Okay, yeah, because those little boys are, like, the geeks.
The geeks.
Yes.
They're not in, like, the tone or, like, the genre of the show, but they're both shows that take place in the 80s and kind of follow these, like, young, nerdy boys.
Dorky little boys.
And they're in middle school when it starts, which I loved because I was in middle school when it came out. And they were, like, the actors are, like, the same age as us.
Yeah.
So, like, I liked growing up, like, with them and, like, watching them grow up.
Oh,
they're old now.
They're like old, and they're like, well, there's supposed to be, there's a fifth season coming out.
Yes.
And I think it will be the final season, and because they kind of they film like every other year, I think. Mm-hmm. So the kids aged really fast in the show, like, so when you watch like the first season to like the second season, they're like really tall, and then like Will with his like stupid bowl cut, like in this past season looking really, really tall, still he wanted to play like Dungeons and Dragons. I'm like, dude, chill.
He was like a tree.
He was so tall, wearing like these little baby tiny shorts. It was ridiculous. But yeah, so there's a time jump in the new season though, so it'll make a little bit more sense. But yeah, we did grow up with them.
They're some of them are married now.
Millie Bobby Brown.
She goes to Purdue Online. She doesn't go to Purdue, but she does Purdue Online.
Oh, I actually think I saw that somewhere. But okay. Millie Bobby Brown is married to Bon Jovi's son.
That's crazy.
That's freaking crazy,
first, folks.
Yeah, you heard it here first. You also probably heard it online everywhere. But, oh, man. Man, oh, man. Well, this next song that we have is by Hall & Oates. It is Out of Touch by Hall & Oates.
Thank you.
That was Out of Touch by Hall & Oates. I actually don't know how that song plays into the show.
Do you? Is it a song that's in the show?
I'm not positive. This is me being completely vulnerable with anyone on the internet radio right now. But I don't love this show. I don't love it. I watched
that's
it,
crazy.
Like we said earlier. But for this show, all of my songs are suggestions that
so
I got from my friends. My friends back home love this show, and I'm going to name drop them all. It is Gabrielle. I won't say last names. It's Gabrielle, it's Rebecca, and it is Brandon. And, well, honestly, my boyfriend Joseph likes this show, too. And I was talking to him about this last night. And I was like, yeah, we're doing Stranger Things tomorrow. And he's like, oh, I thought you hated that show. He's like, did you even watch that? And I'm like, yes, I watched it, but I just didn't love it.
I didn't know that I would have, we could have done a different show.
That's okay. best to get it out of the way.
Or we could have done it for Battle of the Shows. I wouldn't say that I'm, like, actively in, like, the fan club, but I would say, like, I am excited. Sorry, did I interrupt you?
No, not at all.
I was excited for all the new seasons. Like,
okay,
whenever a new season comes out, then I, like, get in my little Stranger Things phase, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. But, like, when I'm not, like, actively, like, watching it, like, I'm not, like, Stranger Things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, my friends love it. They read a lot of fan fictions from
it.
That's so real. Not the people that I named. Other people, I think.
Not to expose them live on the air.
Yeah, I accidentally exposed everybody, but whatever. So they actively seek it out, but I don't know if it's that they love the plot of Stranger Things as much as they love the characters.
It is a very character-based show.
Yes. But it's big on characters. Like each character kind of plays a role. Mm-hmm. Each season it kind of changes, but they love Eddie Munson.
Oh, Eddie.
You don't like him? Was that a sigh of, oh, I love him, or a sigh of, oh, Eddie?
It just kind of brought me flashbacks of, like, 2020 and all the, like, cringy TikToks.
Was that 2020 when it came out last?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Because it was, like, pandemic, I
4
feel like.
Years ago that Eddie Munson came out?
Maybe not 4 years, maybe longer. But do you, like, remember, like, the cringy, like, TikToks of people?
Absolutely.
People would do, like, the little devil horns what's the thing? The thing that the shirt that they wear. I'm being such a bad fan.
Oh,
right now.
I don't know what the shirt is, but
it's like Hellfire.
Oh,
Hellfire,
yeah, the
shirts.
Hellfire Club.
No offense to anyone who wears a Hellfire shirt.
No offense. My friends have my one friend. This necklace is actually really cool. So, actually, let's play that song next. Sorry, I'm rearranging cue in here, but So Eddie Munson.
Mm-hmm.
He has this rock star hair. He's played by, what's his name? He's in Gladiator. He's in
handsome.
The new Gladiator. I don't think he's handsome. Joseph Quinn. Joseph Quinn is his name.
Yes.
He's played by Joseph Quinn, and he's just kind of like this, not emo, just this like,
he's like
heavy
hardcore,
metal,
like,
hardcore
rocker.
Yeah,
but
and
he also plays Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, and they call themselves the Hellfire Club. But he is a rocker, and at the end of the season, he plays Master of Puppets by Metallica. And, well, the reason I bring that up is because my friend has a cool necklace that has, like, a hand with a skull attached to it.
That's so
for,
cool.
Like, Eddie Munson. But so this is
That's
just
so cool.
a snippet of Master of Puppets by Metallica. Yeah, that's an 8-minute song. We're not going to play the whole thing. But yeah, so Eddie Munson plays that song. We did not describe a very vital part of the plot.
We kind of skipped over a lot.
So go on. You go into it.
Okay. So the first season starts when Will Byers goes missing, which we already explained. And basically, his friends and his mom kind of realize that he went missing because of a supernatural thing that is going on in the town of Hawkins, Indiana. This show takes place in Indiana, which is awesome.
Super awesome.
A small town. And so also other people have gone missing. Nancy, Mike's older sister, her best friend Barb goes missing, which was really sad because everyone loved Barb. And so the kids and, like, Nancy and Joyce are all kind of piecing together that something supernatural is happening. The kids meet this young girl named 11, which they call her that because she has the number 11 tattooed. She can't really, like, speak very much. She doesn't really know what's going on, but they notice that she has supernatural powers. She has telekinesis, and she escaped from this, like, center in Hawkins that was, like, a science-y, like, research place. And basically, spoiler for season one, Will got taken away by this monster called the Demigorgon, which is this, like, faceless creature. And he was taken away to this place called the Upside Down, which is, like, underneath Hawkins and literally, like, upside down. It's, like, this, like, other world where everything is, like, rotting and covered in vines and, like, spooky. And basically, over the 4, gonna be 5 seasons, the gang of Will and the boys and Joyce, Nancy, Steve. We love Steve.
Steve!
Jonathan and more, because a lot of characters get added. They basically are trying to figure out, like, what is causing all of this supernatural stuff, like, and they realize that there's this, like, shady organization that is attached to all of it. And they are basically just trying to get to the root of, like, the monsters and the supernatural things in the Upside Down. That was kind of a long explanation.
No, but, like, it... And you talked about Elle, right?
Yes. Elle is one of the main characters. She becomes very big throughout the show.
Mm-hmm. Who is Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown!
Yeah, Millie... She's British, so... That was Chloe's ode to Millie Bobby Brown.
So I slipped into that a little.
This next one is a Chloe pick.
Yes. So this song plays in the show during a very vital point in season when this song plays. When Barb, beloved Barb, there was like a hashtag about her. Do you remember the hashtag?
No, I really wasn't like that deep into like the fan base of it all. I watched
Megan,
it.
Megan, you're disappointing me.
I know. I'm sorry, girl.
There was like... I don't know. Basically, the overall consensus of the fandom is Barb deserved better. Basically,
she did. And I'll say, yes, she truly did.
I love her. Basically, Nancy drags Barb to a party with the guy she likes, Steve, and she kind of wants to go upstairs with Steve to maybe be a little...
Mischievous.
Mischievous.
Nancy.
And she's like, Barb, just go home. Go home, Barb. And so then Barb gets... taken away.
Oh, yeah, taken away.
Unalived. TikTok terms.
Yeah.
And it was really sad, but basically, while Barb is being unalived, Nancy and Steve are getting a little freaky.
Mischievous. Freaky is a okay word.
But this song is like a very 80s classic song, I feel like. I had like a big phase where I listened to the song, not really because of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like everyone just has a...
My sister listens to this song every single day. Kaylee, if you're listening, you know exactly what song I'm talking about. Every day before school, she would turn this song on and be like, oh, it is just so good. She got Spotify Premium, so she could listen to it over and over again.
It is fire.
It's a good song.
So this is Africa by Toto.
some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. As they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Africa by Toto. I keep wanting to say Toto by Africa because
me too,
because
I get it.
Our screen has the things flipped. But this next song is a Megan pick, and it is a very, I think, fundamental song to the show.
Running Up That Hill?
Yeah.
You picked that one.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, apologize my brain. I'm still mentally on
apologize
break.
My brain.
Apologize for my brain. I'm still mentally.
We are both so, like, we, oh my God. This is crazy. We're both kind of like talking, like, oh my gosh, I can't even spit it out. I'm like tripping over my words like a bunch today. And like, we're both tired.
If you are still listening and you're putting up with us, you are a real fan. And we
also, if you are still listening, or if you are just not tuning in, this is Telly Tunes with Megan Clow on WIUX B-Side Radio. But this next song is A Chloe pick. Well, I was going to pick this one, though, because I was like, oh, genius. It's in the show. It's in the most recent season of the show. What's her name? Max.
Yes.
Who comes in season 2.
I love her. She's, like, one of my faves.
Yeah, she's a queen. I like her, too. Sadie Sink. I just love the actress, too. She's awesome.
This song is a big point with, like, she's dealing with a lot of the supernatural stuff, and it's, like, in her head, and she can't escape it. And they basically play this song when she's like, I'm going to face my demons. Mm-hmm. And she's like floating up in the air with these headphones. And then she's running through the upside down.
It's like, so awesome. So beautiful, like cinematically and just like emotionally. It's a pretty good moment. So this is by Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill.
That was Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush. Fun fact about this story, or story? Fun fact about this song.
Oh my gosh.
It came out in the 80s, and it was very, like, it didn't go really big. Like, it wasn't on the radio. Like, it wasn't a very, like, successful song. And I don't really know how the producers of the show found it. But they found it and they were like, we love this song. And they were like, we know it wasn't a big song in the 80s, but we're gonna make it a big song.
And they love that.
Basically just like put it in the show, and then everyone was like, wait, what's this song? I never heard of it before. And then it became like a really big song. And I remember like talking to my mom about it because they use a lot of 80s songs. And I remember, like, when they played that song in the scene, I was like, oh my gosh, this must be, like, a big iconic song. And I was like, Mom, guess what song they used in the show? Like, don't you know it? And she was like, I've never heard that song before.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. But yeah, it, like, was huge. Right when this, like, season came out, everyone was, like, listening to that song. It was awesome.
So she got her big break.
I love it. Or big break. You should have seen the hand motion she just did. It was like as if to say money. Like when you rub your like thumb on your fingers, that was what she just did.
I was trying to look for a different word. Like she got her moment.
Okay.
She got her moment.
I like that.
Yeah.
This next song is a scene in the show, and it's only like it's a short song because the version I found, they cut down all of the lines and, like, the dialogue and stuff. But it takes place. It's so unserious in the show.
It's so good.
It's by Gaten Matarazzo, who plays Dustin.
And I love him.
Gabriella Pizzolo, who is, what's her name?
Susie,
who plays Susie, his girlfriend from camp.
And they're the cutest.
They're cute. So they sing this song called Never Ending Story. And this is their version of the song. So this is Never Ending Story.
Turn around, look at what you see. In her face, the mirror of your dream.
That was A Never Ending Story by the cast of Stranger Things.
Yep. I like that song. I think it's cute. Especially, like, all of the Stranger Things cast can, like, kind of sing,
they can.
Right? But I know Gaten Matarazzo, he was on Broadway a few times.
I think he's actually my favorite.
He's probably my favorite, too.
Okay, wait. We didn't do this yet. What character is your favorite?
Oh, actually.
And what character do you think you are?
My favorite character is Max, and I think I am Max.
I 100% agree.
Thank you. Who do you think you are? And
oh
who's
gosh.
Your favorite character?
Wait, I literally... Robin.
Oh my god! Maya Hawk!
Like,
she is so gorgeous.
I wouldn't say she's my favorite character, just to pick a different one. Like, I think I'm her. I would say my favorite character is Steve. He's just so funny.
Real. I know all my friends back home are probably like, Eddie! Eddie's my favorite! They love Eddie and Steve. Have you heard about that whole thing?
Girl.
Steady.
I try to stay so far away from all of that. It's scary. I get scared.
The fans out there.
I get scared. I don't really read fan fiction.
My random people that I know, not the people that I named
earlier. Just random people.
They read fan fiction based off of Steve and Eddie. Because apparently it's a big thing. It's like a big thing.
That's crazy.
There's like thousands and thousands and thousands of fan fictions about them.
I should write one.
It's great. You should.
I look even thinking about breaking into the fan fiction thing. Just think about
me too. Oh, think not to get too excited. Hold on. There's a show that I love that, well, I'm not going to admit what show it is. But there's a show that I love that didn't get renewed for a second season. And yeah, I just whispered to her what song it was. What show it was. But I want them to have a second season so bad, so I thought about writing it.
You should. I think you should.
I think I should, too.
Email it to Netflix.
I will. Be like, guys, please.
Guys, you don't understand.
But, well, this next song. Oh, wait. You said your favorite. let's talk more about that. Oh, my gosh.
We're not back.
No, we're not back, guys. This is a test run, truly. So, Robin, why do you think you're like Robin?
I think I'm like Robin because she's awkward and she's
a lesbian.
Well, I'm not a lesbian, but also, yeah, she is queer, and like I love her coming out scene. I do relate to that. She's just awkward. She talks about like having trouble like making friends because she always talks too much. And like the scene when she and Nancy are hanging out, and she's just like so excited to be hanging out with like Nancy, and she's just like, I don't really have any girlfriends. I've been told I'm awkward. Like, please like me, please.
I love it. Oh my god, their friendship is so. I love them.
They're so cute, and I love Nancy.
That's the thing. I don't love Nancy, but I love Nancy when it comes to like when her and Robin are kind of like friends.
Nancy, walk 'em down, Wheeler. Have you heard that?
No.
It's because she always is strapped.
Oh, okay, girl.
She knows how to use a gun.
Yes, she does.
I don't know if I can say gun on the radio, so sorry.
trigger word. I just said,
Oh, my gosh. And so I wish I was Nancy. Like, if I could, like, pick who I want to be, I wish I was Nancy. But I cannot be trusted with a weapon.
That's real.
And she's also, because I like Nancy because she's studious. She's a corporate baddie.
Yes, she is.
She's trying to get into journalism. She's, like, moving up in the world.
Her hair is gorgeous.
But I know I'm not, like, as put together. She's, like, very big sister. And I'm very much more, like, awkward.
Aren't you the oldest? Out of your sister. Awkward cousin.
That's what I think Robin gives.
Awkward cousin.
I'm the middle.
Oh. So, I didn't know that. I thought you were the oldest.
I feel like you can tell.
I cannot tell. I thought. I'm going to have to ponder for
this next
second.
Song is a Megan pick.
This next song is Holding Out for a Hero by Bonnie Tyler.
That was Holding Out for a Hero by Bonnie Taylor. I feel like that song very much does relate to the show of, like, they're all heroes in different senses.
Yes. And I think, like, I don't know, I see it as, like, a like one of those Chase songs. Because I feel like there's a few of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one. And also, it's so Elle. Like,
yeah. Oh, my gosh, I love her.
That's my hot take as well. Let me go back to the origin story. I am not a Millie Bobby Brown fan. I am not. I would not call myself one
of
those.
Did you cyberbully her in that cyberbully era?
Never. I did not cyberbully her. But that's the thing. When Stranger Things came out, I wanted to be an actress so bad. And it was my dream, like, to be an actress. And I was like, I'm going to go out in the world. I'm going to act. And that is how I'm going to make a living. And then this little freaking 8-year-old who's the same year, or however old she is, who's the same age as me, I was so jealous of her. And I was like, ugh. Why her? Why her? Also, she had like 2 lines in the show, and I was like, yeah, but if she had full lines, they wouldn't even be good. I was a hater. I was a big,
you
fat hater.
You wish she would have gotten the role of 11.
Yes, I wished.
Would you shave your head?
Well, I was bald once before. I'd do it again.
Oh, my God.
but yeah, so...
Megan, I hate you.
I'm so sorry. So I would have done it, but I don't know. Again, I was never going to play 11 in Stranger Things. I was never going to play
you
her, but I was
in a tape,
like, so jealous of her as a kid. And so to this day, I don't know why I still carry that hatred, even though it's totally like, I wanted to be an actress, and like, she was living my dream, and I was just jealous, and so I'm still kind of a hater. And like, I don't know, anytime she does something cringe, I love
that's
to
so
hate,
funny.
Which is so, it's so horrible. My mom's probably like, Megan,
praying for her downfall.
I was not praying for her downfall. I just loved to watch when she would like do something cringy, and people were like, this is so cringe.
That's real.
Sorry mom, I'm a little bit of a hater, but this next song is a Chloe pick.
This song is... No, it's really funny. This song is inspired by the kind of ongoing love triangle, and it can be seen from multiple perspectives. Basically, there's a love triangle between Steve, Jonathan, and Nancy, because...
Sorry, my mom just texted me, Megan! Sorry, go on.
Because Nancy starts out the show with Steve, who's kind of like a player. He's kind of like a little preppy boy, and Jonathan's like the artsy, mysterious one. And then, you know, she and Jonathan help find Will. There's a lot of romantic tension. But then she goes back with Steve. And
not confirmed.
No, in the first season.
Oh, in the first season. Okay, I thought you meant like recently. I was like, no.
And then she goes, but then she breaks up with Steve eventually. Gets with Jonathan, but then in season 4, she and Steve then have some flirty things, and her and Jonathan are on the rocks, so she's kind of just going back and forth, but Jonathan and Steve, like, get to a point where they're, like, friends, like,
they're buds.
Start out with enemies, but they become friends, so this song can be seen from either of their perspectives, and basically, just both of them just want Nancy. So this is Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl, and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Yeah.
was Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield.
A classic. Truly a classic.
I chose this last song to kind of... as kind of a, like the end of the show, like kind of where we left off. Basically, a lot of bad things were happening with the Upside Down, with all the villains. There's a lot of like supernatural villains. One of them is like Vecna. There's like the Mind Flayer.
Ugh.
And then the like all the demigorgons and the demidogs.
Man.
Crazy. But basically, how the season ended, how season four ended, was they were trying so hard to like fix everything and like make like close the Upside Down, close like the gate to the Upside Down so it couldn't affect Hawkins, but they kind of failed. And now the Upside Down is kind of seeping into
the real world.
To Hawkins. And how season four ended was they were basically all standing on this hill and they saw like the sky filled with clouds and there's like red lightning and there was just this ominous feeling that like this isn't gonna be good.
This isn't gonna be good.
And we know that the season continues. Like, we know that the show continues. And there is a time jump, so I'm assuming that, you know, everything's fine.
Hopefully. Everything's fine for, like, 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Is the time jump 5 years?
I think so.
Or is that Euphoria I'm thinking of? I don't know.
But basically, the way that season four seemed was, like, the world could be ending. Which, we know the gang. We know they're not going to let that happen. But I kind of just picked this song as a, like... This song is kind of about from, like, romantic perspective, but I kind of just picked this as, like, as the world is ending, we have each other of, like, the group. So that's this beautiful. Is As the World Caves In by Matt Maltese.
Aching, and your back is pretty tired, and we've drunk a couple bottles, babe, and set our grief aside. Paper says doomsday, the button has been pressed. We're gonna nuke each other up, boys, till old Satan stands impressed. And here it is, our final night alive. And as the earth burns to the
Bye.
kissing.
That was our final song for the Stranger Things Teletoon episode. That was As the World Caves In by Matt Maltese.
Next week, we're going to do another little kid show. We're doing My Little Pony next week. So tune in at 10 a.m. on Monday next week for Teletoons with Megan Clough on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. And have a wonderful, wonderful Monday.
Thank you for listening.